Our next speaker is Alessandro Triglia with Alexandru Simbor of OSS Necalva, and they will be showing you a prototype emergency management response or emergency response management system that uses the emergency data exchange resource messaging specification, and the acronym there is EDXL. Are several members of the EDXL family, and I'll speak more about that later. Alessandro, it's yours. We're not going to call out slide numbers for the live demonstration here. You'll just have to advance as best you can. It will follow the general sequence as showing a consumer and a supplier. If you want to try to follow along, it starts on slide 54.
So good morning. My name is Alessandro Figli. I'm with OSS Necalva. We are a small soft company based in New Jersey. You don't know us because we haven't been involved in emergency management yet. We have been involved in biometrics and other government-related areas. And we started our involvement in emergency management by participating in the OASIS emergency management team for over a year. I would say the thing that I spent most of my time on within this area is helping develop the EDXLRM resource network. Just one important thing in my company is that is our major commitment to open standards. We participate in standardization as a member of various standards organizations, and all of our companies are based on standards, their own implementations of
feedback from someone on the phone. Could you mute your phone, star 6, please?
We are developing a prototype of an emergency resource management system, which is a heavy on the EDXLRM standards. And we invite your feedback. We have some ideas on what a standards-based resource management system for emergency is, but we're not just going ahead and creating it. We're taking on this step at a time. So we'll show what we have developed so far and hope to get to. So this is a web application. But it's not supposed to run, it's not intended to run over the global internet. It's supposed to run on a server or one organization, which could be either a resource supplier or a resource consumer. An emergency operation center which owns or manages resources on behalf of an owner, or it can be an incident management system. So the concept and data model of this application are inspired by EDXLRM, so they are totally consistent. So the terminology, the concept, and everything is 100% aligned with EDXLRM. So the application sends and receives the EDXLRM messages. We also use the EDXLDE as the wrapper, the distribution element standard, as the wrapper of concurrent messages. And as I said, this application can play the role of a resource supplier or a resource consumer, or both roles at the same time. But some organizations are both consumers and the same situation. So it manages a database of resources, which may be either owned resources or as a supplier, or as a consumer, it manages a database of resources that the organization obtained from a supplier. So in this case, they're borrowed resources that are being used for and the resource needs. So the beginning of the behavior of a consumer starts from the need, and from the need comes a request for resource. And we also support the name resource type. So we have loaded the whole classification of the resource definition.
So I'll show the time screen sequence.
So the scenario is that there is one supplier and one consumer.
You can try to run.
I can try now. We are running both the supply and the consumer application on the same machine today. But they're intended, of course, to run on two servers of two different organizations. So I have two browsers open. One points to the supply port and one point. The supplier is San Jose Water Company. We're in the context of the earthquake. So the San Jose Water Company as a supplier, it owns resources, and one of the resources that it owns is a water repair crew. So they have water repair crews, water repair teams, and they send it to and the consumer is a Cedar Cupertino from the Emergency Operations Center. So on the supply side, you see this resource split. This is one of the on the consumer side, we have a list of incidents. I just have this incident selected, which is the earthquake that occurred at. And I click on the link, and I go to a page that shows a list of needs.
From a list of needs. Again, this is an early version of this website. We don't have the user interface. So I have no way of creating that. So
I'm assuming that somebody has already entered the need. And you see this need listed as being as the first
need. As the first need. There's a need
for a water repair team because
there's a need to repair a water leak at Cupertino. Several leaks have been found. So the city of Cupertino EOC
they need a water repair. You see it in
there's a date from when they need it.
The need has been assessed. This is the column that says the latest event, but the need has been assessed. Nothing has happened yet. So now I click on this link, and the program displays the history of this need. It does not match yet, but the history is there. Now I can create a message, because now I want to ask for information. I want to ask
the water if they have a water repair crew. I have this need, so I need a water repair crew. I
ask them if they have. Now I create this outgoing message. This is a form that eventually will create an EDD XLRM message.
I'm not going to change anything now.
I'm just going to send an inquiry to the file. And the program is telling me that the message has been scheduled to be sent. I go back to the list of needs, and if you look at the latest event column, you see that the status has changed. So I
read it has been sent. Now, the interesting thing that has happened is that the program has created an EDXLRM message, which is an XML message, going to the sender, and has sent it to the supplier.
Now, I want to see this message, and I want to do something. So I click on the request send link, and now I see the history, which has been extended. Now I have a request send, and I have a response to request received. So now the supply has responded. So not only have I sent a message, also I've received a message back from the supplier. And I can look at the message summary, the data about, it's a summary of the contents of the XML. I'm not displaying the XML right away, because most users will not want to see the XML. But if somebody wants to see the XML, they can click on this link, view the XML message, and they will see the XML. This is an EDXL, and this is, and indeed, this is an EDXLDE message that contains an EDXLRM message.
You can see the RM range of the E, and you can see the in response to request resource element from EDXLRM.
So I noticed to do that, I replied to the response. So I continue the message conversation. I create a message, which is a requisition resource message, and I
don't change anything. I send it. So I go back to the list of needs.
Now I see that the status has changed. Now it says requisition sent.
I'm waiting for a response. I'm waiting for a commit from the
I expect that because it says that they have the resource.
So I'm waiting for it.
I can just refresh the screen.
Yes. And in fact, I received the file.
If I click on this, it opens up a message. It opens up the history of the need where I see that the commit has been received and it was accepted. So, resources. I can open up the message, look at the XML if I want to look at the XML.
What I will do now is to record the fact that now I actually received, so say, 3 hours later or one day later, the physical resource comes and checks in. So I want to record this arrival.
So now the program knows that
the team is here, it's actually at the site.
And the status says resource arrived. Now, in 7 days when they're done with the leak, 2 days when they're done with the leak, I want to release the resource because I'm done with it.
I click on this thing, I see the this thing, and then I reply to the latest message that I received, which was a commit.
So now I reply to the commit message. I send a release resource message. I mean, first of all, I'm informing them that I'm done with the resource that I'm going to send.
And
now I see release sent. Now, if I look at, I haven't, I've
gone through all these sequences just by looking at the consumer.
But something adapted on the site, or if they have exchanged messages with the consumer. I just refresh this window,
and I see that there is, or there was, a resource that I was referred to, assigned to Peter Christina. And I can look at the history of how this resource was used. And so the history, so a request that was received, then